Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wacky Jack Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the muzzle-loading pistol once again. Now, I thought the last time I did a podcast about the muzzle-loading pistol, I thought that was the end of it. Turns out I did kind of a stupid arrangement thing, so where the art assignment thing kind of budged into the whole, you know, black powder muzzle-loader and pistol thing. But anyways, today I'm going to be talking about firing it, and just kind of what it feels like in my general opinion. So basically, that's just going to be the general topic we are going to be talking about today. So, but before I do that, I want to go ahead and let my sponsors also just for about a minute. So anyways, now that we're back from the or the sponsors, as you probably heard in the intro today, we are just going to be doing a quick little crappy episode about the muzzle-loading pistol again, and this time what it feels like firing it, in my opinion. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. So the first thing I want to mention when it comes to firing the black powder pistol is obviously the assembly of it, which is, first of all, put 30 to 50 grains of gunpowder in it, and then after doing so of that, you got to put a little paper thing on top, and then the ball, and then shove it down with the ramrod or a starter, whatever, really. And then cock back the hammer and put a cap in. So that's like the basic assembly of it, a very basic breakdown of it. But then it goes to when you fire it. So basically, to me, if I could really describe it, it does have... It kind of feels like a mini cannon in your hands, but not with as much kickback. It does have a good amount of kickback to it, but I kind of like to describe it as a mini cannon because, you know, a cannon blows smoke out of the end of the barrel, like a lot of smoke out of the end of the barrel once it is fired. And also the muzzle-loading pistol does pretty much the same as well. Basically, if I had to give a review on firing it, I don't really know why, but I'd give it a 9 out of 10. I do kind of like the explosion, the bang, everything. It's like, it's more of an echoey sound, but anyways, I know, another crappy podcast today, but anyways, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day or night whenever you're listening, and I will see you on the next one. God bless.